Blog Talk Radio.
You probably think of politics in terms of left versus right. Tonight, we're going to explore a wider view of the political spectrum that makes that kind of thinking as obsolete as the horse and buggy. I'm Cliff the Change Agent, and this is Jump to the Next Level. Many people sense that something is wrong, like a dull ache just below the surface. The American dream doesn't seem to be working anymore. Not everyone gets a house with a white picket fence, a chicken in every pot, and more successful children. Are you working hard but can't make ends meet, even with two incomes? Do you see the steady rise in homelessness, hunger, and stagnation, despite the official statistics? Has chasing the American dream led to piles of debt and a rat race for jobs without meaning? Enough of this one-size-fits-all vision of happiness. The traditional worldviews simply don't have the frame of reference that can describe, much less understand, what's going on today. Those old frames of reference worked well enough for people old enough to remember World War II, but those default visions just don't cut it anymore. And traditional institutions like the media, schools, and government don't have anything better to offer either. It's time to jump to a new vision, a new American dream, because we are in a new era, a new age. The shift requires us to reimagine the way we work, play, grow, and interact with our surroundings. I call it the new economy. Instead of collecting more things, people will focus on awakening their full potential. That includes helping others and making sure that having enough is a sustainable lifestyle. Our vision has four pillars: health, sustainability, peace, and abundance. We make progress by focusing on projects that build up each pillar for a season: the summer of peace, the autumn of abundance, and so on. Everything seems to be in chaos because we are in the transition, several years into a multi-year shift, and the old systems are being overwhelmed. This show not only explores the new era and the transition, we engage with the solutionary doers and thinkers who are creating this next stage for the human race. Most important, we sketch out the blueprint for joining and thriving in the new economy. Don't get caught up in the drumbeat of tragedy that you hear in today's mass media. Jump on board and help us build the next level. I'm so glad you chose to join us tonight, and I hope you enjoy the topic. Let's start with a quote from our third president. Rightful liberty is unobstructed action according to our will, within limits drawn around us by the equal rights of others. I do not add, because the law is often the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the rights of the individual. That quote came from Thomas Jefferson. This topic is extremely timely since our elections are imminent. The whole political debate has been characterized by two-sided arguments, when reality has so many more points of view. The business of getting elected gets you to focus on the short term. True change demands that we shift our thinking. By the way, if you think tonight's show is about the election that's coming next week, think again. I'm going to give you some tools to help you make choices, but I'm not going to talk about the election directly. Before we get started, though, I want to have a discussion about some of the ideas in the introduction. Specifically, that dull ache I start with. You know, it's knowing without understanding. It's intuition in a highly subjective world. It's knowing that our culture is crumbling and that the powers that be have a vested interest in maintaining the illusion of the status quo.
do we really want to simply let the status quo fall apart and then sweep up the mess? I say we should decide what has value and focus on those elements and do so in a healthy, sustainable, and peaceful way. There are two sides to every angle. Many people say we've lost core values. Others say we've never before had a world that is so connected. It's different this time. I say that sustainable change is built on the core values. It has been said so many times, we stand on the shoulders of giants, and it's true. If we had to recreate everything every generation, we would still be living in caves. Most people stop with the negative and never consider the positive. There's a new world rapidly emerging, and I believe the negative is mostly the birth pains of that new world. New discoveries and technologies are so huge that they're changing the very nature of human experience. At the same time, old social orders are breaking down. It's best evidenced by this circus we call a presidential election. You have to understand the real dynamics of the implosion of our society and of the legacy system without getting caught up in the damage. Let me say that again. It's very vitally important that you understand the real dynamics that are causing the implosion of the legacy system. That's the system that we have now, without getting caught up in the damage. Navigating this transition from the past into the future, and our future has nearly magical possibilities. And you know what? I think that's my secret sauce. One of the key elements is that we maintain hope. That comes in large part from having a vision. I think I talk about a vision on almost every show. This show is mostly about laying out my vision, or at least a sense for the future. Sadly, in today's world, the positive side of the story doesn't seem to be popular. Everyone always wants to hear about what's going wrong. If you don't believe me, please look no further than the mainstream news media. They thrive on creating fear, which is just the opposite of hope. They also seem to thrive on telling you what to think. Things are getting better and getting worse at the same time. The difference is mostly your perspective. If you're invested in the current system, you're out of luck because it's based on a whole idea that growth is infinite, debt can go on forever, and we can exploit our resources and never have consequences. This is the part that is going to get much worse. If you're focused on sustaining healthy, sustainable solutions and community, things are going to get better. I'm reminded of the parable of the two wolves. There's one wolf that is based on hate and despair and negativity. And then that wolf has a brother, which is hope and positivity. So these wolves live in every person. So which one thrives? The one you feed. Okay, so let's talk about tonight's topic. Hang on just a second. The title of tonight's talk is Natural Law and the Political Triangle. Now, most people think that politics has a spectrum, left to right. You know what? That is one-dimensional thinking. I'm going to introduce you to a couple of ideas, and with those ideas, we're going to look at politics from a different and wider perspective. We start by looking through the lens of liberty. But first, we have to explain what liberty is, and then look at the political systems based on their relationship to liberty. This creates a two-dimensional political spectrum instead of simply a one-dimensional one. So let's start looking at this expanded view of politics by looking at something called natural law. Natural law is discovered. It isn't written. Natural law is what is. If you're of a religious nature, you believe that natural law is what was given to us by God. And frequently it's called common law, because you'll find that these rules are common to all religions. And a reasonable, civilized person should be expected to understand them. It's also called common law because it's the law that's common to all. If we boil down what I've been talking about in common law, you can express it in 17 words. Here they are. Ready? Do all that you have agreed to do, and do not encroach on other persons and their property. Effectively, there are two laws. First, do all you've agreed to do. That's the basis of all modern contract law, in fact. The second, do not encroach on other persons and their property. That's the basis on what attorneys call tort law and also criminal law. So let's break it down a little bit more. Do all you have agreed to do. I didn't say do all that's expected of you. I didn't say do what society says to do. I didn't say do what your friends say to do. What I said is do what you have agreed to do. In other words, keep your word. And so let's move to the second part. Do not encroach on other persons or their property. You know, this one is a little bit more complicated. Encroaching. What in the heck does that mean? That means don't damage, don't trespass, don't use their property without other people's permission. We could go on for hours and hours because, honestly, I believe that two words in the second law have evolved over time. Encroach and property. We'll probably touch on this again in the future, but for now, just keep these two ideas in mind. Okay, so now that we've established the basic concept of natural law, let's talk about what liberty is. Liberty is when most everyone, including the government, follows these two laws. It's that simple. You know, we hear freedom and we hear words like freedom and justice and liberty bandied around, but I just define it as liberty mostly in terms of your responsibilities and your behaviors. Now, let's think about that. Travel around the world, and when you find these laws most closely obeyed by both the people and the government, you'll find the most liberty, and in the wake of all that liberty comes peace and prosperity. Where the two laws are not widely obeyed, there's really only two options: tyranny and chaos. So now we're ready to talk about the political triangle. At one point, I like to think the high point is a system where we have perfect liberty. That means everyone follows the two laws. Again, do everything you have agreed to do and do not encroach on other people and their property. When you have a situation where no one follows those two laws, you have chaos. In political situation, that's the second point in the triangle. And the third point in the triangle is called tyranny. That's when the government does not follow those two laws. It doesn't matter whether the tyrant calls himself a communist, a fascist, or whatever, an absolute monarch even. Those are your three situations. Now, in reality, not everyone's going to follow those laws, and we understand that. That's why it says most everyone follows those laws. When you, and it's in reality, those three points of the triangle are ideals. There probably is no such thing as perfect liberty. There probably is no such thing as perfect chaos. And there, thank goodness, is no such thing as perfect tyranny. So, I've just given you a two-dimensional view of the political system. Why in the world are we stuck in the 1D left versus right? Well, I think it's based on duality. You know, us versus them, Republicans versus Democrats, left versus right, Christian versus Muslim. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. It's so much easier to think in terms of just gray, you know, gray, black and white, no shades of gray. And it's simple. It fits in sound bites. You can make commercials about it. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm spending time in two different locations. And I see positive ads and negative ads. The other side is either a, you know, my side is perfect and white and needs to have angels' wings stuck on our shoulders. And the other side are evil demons that sprout horns. Obviously, there is no such thing. Most of these candidates are human beings. That means they're not perfect. But it doesn't fit into the commercial sound bites. Anyway, let's get back to liberty a little bit. When we have a system of liberty, it means that the individual is to a large extent self-governing. You know, they're spending their time doing what they agreed to do and respecting and not encroaching on the property of other people or their property. You know, encroaching on other people would mean you can't hit them, you can't mug them, you can't steal from them. Pretty straightforward stuff. But because of the fact it relies on the individual, it means that individual ethics and individual morality matter. Okay. In a few minutes, I'll open the phones and see if anybody has any questions. And in the meantime, I'm going to take a short break and talk about our sponsor, Debt Hackers. Debt is one of the key ways that you become trapped in someone else's dream instead of the vision you choose. Are you overloaded with debt from college loans, medical bills, credit cards, or other kinds of debt? You are not alone. Houses, cars, and education are so expensive that almost everyone must take on debt to own them. Then the lender has a say in how your life is because you must earn the money to make their payments. The whole economy is built on a quicksand of buy now, pay later thinking. This certainly extends to most big ticket items with inflated prices. Since you can make easy payments that always seem small, they add up to a trap that robs you of the choices that the new economy offers. The very stuff we are talking about on this radio show. That's why I started Debt Hackers. to help individuals and families reduce the debt that they already have and maybe even eliminate it. It's even better when we can help clients find alternatives to avoid debt in the first place. Does this sound good to you? Then visit debthackers.org and sign up now. If you sign up for our mailing list, we'll send you our 5-minute credit card organizer. Knowing what's in your wallet, first step in taking back control of your debt. You can visit our landing page at you can't read. There's no way that you would remember this if I read it out loud. So email me, cliff@debthackers.org, and I'll get you that 5-minute credit card organizer and get you set up on our mailing list so you can get started reducing, eliminating, and even better, avoiding debt. Okay, I'm not seeing any callers. So let's keep talking. I'll keep talking a bit. So as we've introduced to the idea of liberty here, it speaks to the fact that there are so many isms. I call them the frames of reference that end with an ism, like capitalism, liberalism, and so on. I think they're based on the constructs and frames of a reference that don't cut it in today's world. We've seen a lot of fringe, I'm using the quotey fingers, elements like the Tea Party and the Occupy movement trying to override it. We even see the vibe and the philosophy of Burning Man. All that stuff seems to be getting closer. We have problems of Burning Man tends to encourage nothing but escapism. And I'd bet you of the tens of thousands of people who went, not one in 200 could even know that there are 10 principles of Burning Man. The Tea Party, they got caught up in the whole moralism and we're holier than thou. In the Occupy movement, you know, it just fell short. So I talked earlier about the long-term view. I want to mention that according to James Dale Davidson, 1973 was the peak for the middle class. So all of the candidates, the presidential ones, the congressional ones, the senators, everyone who seems to be running for office at the national level, be they Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or even Green for that matter, seem to be saying our platform will restore the middle class. Well, the middle class has peaked in 1973. That year, they had 90% of the income. Now 90% of the income seems to go to the 1%. So what happened? Well, a lot of things happened. And the biggest one was Nixon took us off the gold standard. And that was such a subtle change that it took until, 2000? To really cause a break. Even though we've had a steady decline in the middle class, at first the decline was slow, but it's certainly been accelerating. And since the crisis of 2008, it's become acute. Is that an exponential change? Very, very possibly. We'll talk about it in a lot of detail about exponential changes. Primarily in a positive way, in future talks about abundance, starting in a couple of weeks. But the loss of income of the middle class and the shrinking of the middle class, that's one of those negative effects where exponential change works against us. Another thing to talk about, tyranny. It doesn't matter how good the intentions of the tyrant are. Power corrupts the morals and the judgment. I think some of the best people that ever lived have been corrupted by power. So the kind of person who runs for president, generally speaking in today's world, they're not the best kinds of people. So where does that leave them? Folks, I'm still not seeing anyone who wants to talk. So how about we just summarize? I think from tonight's talk about the political spectrum, there are two important takeaways. And I hope if you learned nothing else, you learned about the two common or natural laws, which are do everything you've agreed to do and respect other people and their property. And the other key important takeaway is that there's only three forms of political organization. Liberty, that's when everyone, including the government, generally follows those two laws. Tyranny, where the government does not follow the two laws. And chaos, where no one follows the two laws. Let's end the show by repeating the quote that came from Thomas Jefferson. Rightful liberty is unobstructed action according to our will within limits drawn around us by the equal rights of others. I do not add within the limits of the law, because law is often the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the rights of the individual. We're not going to have a show next week because it's election night, and I don't want to get caught up in all that hoopla. Our next show will be Tuesday, November 15th, and the topic will be the base layer of the abundance pyramid. A couple of weeks ago, I gave you an introduction. We're going to dive deeper into the three blocks or elements that form the base of the pyramid: water, food, and shelter. I'm glad you joined us, and see you next time.
I'm so grateful you chose to spend this time with me. Remember that every one of us builds this new era one choice at a time. Start living now like it's already here. Commit a random act of kindness this week. Make healthy, sustainable choices. Choose peace. Choose abundance. Then celebrate your progress and passion. It is important to know that the future is in your hands. You create it through the choices you make in the now. See you next week.